I mentioned in a few of my most recent boos, I've been reading a book called In Defense of Dogs. I think I may have inaccurately called it In Defense of the Dog or some other variation on the subject. It's by a chap called John Bradshaw, and it was recommended to me by a colleague, and I managed to get it off the iBookstore. So it's at least available in the British version of the store. Don't know if it's available more widely. Now, one of the things that that the author tries to do is to challenge the established thinking, I suppose, on dogs' behaviour being purely, and their relationship with humans, being purely a result of them having descended from wolves, and the old comparison being made directly to the wolves of today. And he makes a number of arguments around where dogs have really come from, and debunks even some of the myths around dog-human interaction, and the need particularly for owners to maintain this strong dominant alpha position in this sort of mythical family pack, if you will. And one of the previous texts, if you will, that he refers to is a program called The Wolf in the Living Room, or The Wolf in Your Living Room, I think, which I think is from 1970 sometime. Anyway, I've dug it out of YouTube and I've been having a watch.
There's an extraordinary range of colour, shape and size, from 6 to 40 inches in height. And from a couple of pounds to over 100 pounds in weight.
I have to say, it's been quite funny watching the programme, actually, having started reading. I haven't finished the book yet, but having started reading it, because the views are just so opposed. This documentary seems to take each action that a dog performs and draws a very clear, unambiguous line to something that a wolf does. Difficult to believe that people would believe that straight.
Only 10,000 years ago to help man hunt and to guard his property. But the wolf is only one member of a whole family of wild dogs living all over the world in all kinds of...
I mean, perhaps it's just me. I tend to be quite cynical, but if somebody presents an argument to me and says this is entirely conclusive proof that A equals B, then I'm naturally suspicious about it. This is one of those programmes where you just watch it thinking, this is all a little bit too simple or simplistic. Interesting all the same, though.
Built for hunting in the long grasses of the Pampas and reminiscent of the Afghan hound, bred by man for much the same purpose. The bush dog, also from South America, is small with stumpy legs designed for going under...
Vance, incidentally, shows pretty little interest in programmes like this. I'm watching on my computer anyway, so he probably doesn't know where the sound's coming from, or doesn't relate the picture and the sound together. But earlier on, I accidentally played the wrong film, and it had sound of a wolf howling, and he was absolutely transfixed by it. He came and stood in front of the computer, and he didn't know where to look, and he felt a bit, seemed to me to be a little bit anxious, a little bit nervous about it. He wanted to do something, but he wasn't quite sure what he should do.
But quite a distant relative of the domestic dog. In contrast, the dingo of Australia is a domesticated dog returned.
Without actually commenting on the accuracy or otherwise of any of the different bits of it, I did find some bits of the film particularly amusing.
Precisely the same technique demonstrated here by a silverback jackal. Your pet dog going round in circles on the carpet before lying down shares a common behaviour with the coyote in America flattening down the snow to make a nest. And the ecstasy of the dog, which loves to have his chest tickled, is a reminder of the sexual sensation of rubbing against the bitch's back during copulation.
Right then, well, there are two things that we can test out here. Now, Vance does tend to walk around in circles a little bit, but I've got no idea whether he has ever met a Siberian coyote or whatever it was, and whether Vance feels the need really to flatten down the carpet. Actually, a lot of the time, he seems to feel a need to rough it up even more. And if you give him a mat, he'll quite often toss it around a bit before lying on it. But anyway, let's see how we go with it. Vance? Vance? Hello? Now, Big Doggy, according to some programme that I've just been watching, you are directly related to wild wolves. What do you think about this? He's having a think. So just to have a look at just how like a wild wolf you are. Apparently, Vance, some of them, before they go to bed, they flatten down the earth on the ground to make sure they've got a nice flat bed. Hang on, I'm talking to you. Can't just wander off, Vance. Right. So, do you think you could find for me? Could you find your bed? I'm gonna follow him. Right. He didn't exactly flatten it down. Let's just try this. Try something else. Hang on. Let me get one of his mats, and I'll see if I can get him to. I'll rough it up and get him to lie on it. Right. Right. I have a. One of these horrible vet bed. I say it's horrible because we've had it forever and it smells a little bit doggy. Right, so if I ruffle this up a little bit, like that. Right, Vance, could you go on your bed, please? Not that one, actually, Vance, not that one. This one here. Could you go on this bed? I'm pointing at it. He's now sniffing it. Can you go on your bed? No, Vance, you're being a very good boy, by the way, but could you go on this bed? Okay, Vance has decided that he doesn't need his snow packed down. Now, the other thing they were just saying there is that apparently dogs like their tummies being tickled, Vance, because it simulates the feeling of them... having a nice time with their girlfriend. So, shall I try this and see if it... I mean, I realise I'm not a good substitute for your girlfriend, Vance, but you know, shall we see if it does anything? Let's just roll over a bit. On your back. That's nice. Now, where's your tummy? You don't have to kick me. Right. Let me rub your tummy. Stop it, you. Right, I'm now rubbing his tummy. In a way that obviously simulates him with his girlfriend. Any signs of enjoyment yet? Not particularly. He keeps trying to kick me. What? Do not like that feeling, Vance. What's the matter? He's walking away. Disgusted, aren't you, Vance? Disgusted. Same to you.
And as such, lampooned by TV programmes. But for the dogs, it's far from funny. The compulsive urge to howl is inherited from their ancient ancestors.
What nonsense. It's obvious why the poor dogs were howling there for having to put up with that awful music while stuck in front of a camera. My copying their forefathers, my foot. They're now moving on to the pack instincts and behaviour of dogs. And reinforces the hierarchy.
Not by actual fighting, but by posturing and signalling. Raising the hackles, for instance, to appear more frightening. The erect tail, a signal of dominance. So too the erect ears. By contrast, cringing is of paramount importance.
I love the idea of cringing being a really important aspect of submissive behaviour. Let's see. Well, I think Vance has to do a lot of cringing being with me, but let's try the first bit. First of all, Vance. Excuse me, big doggy. Now, the next thing this lovely video has been telling us is that apparently, if you hold your tail up high and you've got erect ears, then it means that you're dominant. So I think the obvious way to understand the pack hierarchy in this place is to compare ourselves. So if you'd like to stand up a second, Vance. Up, stand. Good boy. You just wait there a moment. Right, okay, so we'll feel for the tail here. Oh, it's a bit dangly today, actually. Oh, no, it's gone up. It's up. yes, okay. It's the tail is now at least as high as his spine. So I think that counts as a high tail. I shall just check for my own. What I seem to be missing my tail today, Vance. No tail. Right, and then we'll check the ears. Can I have a look at your ears, Vance? Yeah, thank you for your paw. Can I have a look at your ears? Vance, you're not playing ball. Sit there for me. Sit there. Stop hitting me. I'll hit you back. He keeps on tapping me. Right, just wait there. Right, can I have a look at your ears? Let me feel. Whenever I touch the ear, it drops down. You do have, Vance, the most beautiful pointy ears, don't you? Don't you? And let me just check my own. Do you want to have a look at my own? What? Oh, you grumbling at me or at somebody outside? Now, see, I think on this basis that you are clearly the most dominant dog here. Well, the most dominant being here. Yes. So they're wrong, aren't they? They're wrong. Because I'm in charge. I am. Shall we move on to the next thing? We'll see what else they're wrong about. Hold on. Let's go back to the computer. They're now talking about the very important subject of chasing, hunting and eating, warning dog owners about the potential for their dogs to eat sheep in the field, which of course is a very serious point. However, we have another important bit coming up in a second.
Look at your own little dog in the house and think what a wonderful dog he is, but I can assure you he's a killer when he gets in the company of other dogs.
The prey is dead. And the killers gorge. But their time is limited. The faster they eat, the more they'll get. Perhaps this gives an insight into why your dog bolts his dish of food in 20 seconds flat.
Right then, Vance. Go! There we go. I make that about 50 seconds, a little bit over the 20, But I suppose Vance is a very large dog. Now, the next bit of the programme, which I won't worry about treating you too much, explains how the wolves having, or the wild dogs having eaten all their food, then come and regurgitate it for their puppies, which clearly explains why every time after Vance has eaten, he comes and gives me a little kiss. I can just be thankful for small mercies there, I suppose, can't I? Anyway, that is Mythbusters goes to work on the wolf in the living room. It's empty, Vance. Sorry. But, anyway, yeah, interesting watching that programme anyway, and even more interesting reading the book In Defence of Dogs by John Bradshaw, I think it was. Right. We all settled then, Vance? No more experiments for tonight, I think. What do you think?